For today's GeoQuiz, we're tracking a soccer superstar. Cristiano Ronaldo is making big news today, not for scoring a spectacular goal, although he does that quite often. Rather, he's the man at the center of a spectacular business deal. Spanish soccer team Real Madrid has agreed to pay a record $131 million for the Portuguese winger. Cristiano Ronaldo, or just plain Ronaldo if you like, is from Portugal. Question for you is, where exactly? He hails from a Portuguese archipelago that lies in the mid-Atlantic Ocean. These volcanic islands are famous for a local delicacy with the unappetizing name of the black scabbard fish. They also produce distinctive wines here, including a sweet variety that's served up a lot with dessert. It's the island's most famous son, Ronaldo, though, who's the talk of the place today. And we are shooting straight for the answer now. Let's go right to Parmi Olsen, who is the London Bureau Chief for Forbes. Parmi, where is Ronaldo from?
He is from Madeira, which is an island which is part of Portugal and just to the south of the Azores Islands.
Which is the answer to the GeoQuiz, the island of Madeira. And Parmi, you have labeled this record $131 million deal between two major soccer clubs, Real Madrid and Manchester United, as real mad money, or Real mad money, I guess. How extraordinary is the deal?
Well, it's pretty extraordinary. From what we know, this is actually a record price tag that's being put on a particular player. £80 million or $131 million is a huge amount. I mean, with that money, Manchester United can probably buy about four fairly decent players. So it really just goes to show that Ronaldo is now one of the most desirable players on the planet, if not probably the second most marketable player on the planet after David Beckham.
But when it comes down to the dollars and cents, how does a team like Real Madrid actually turn a profit on a deal like this?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, when you think of a player like Ronaldo, he's not just a good player. He's an extremely marketable commercial asset, essentially. And the way that a lot of these clubs are making their money isn't just from selling tickets. That only takes up about a third of their revenue. The other ways that they make their money is through broadcasting rights and through commercial revenue, so sponsorship deals. And broadcasting rights is really the source where revenue can start growing more and more over the next few years because of foreign interest. So you've got people overseas in places like China and India taking interest in teams like Manchester United and Real Madrid. But the interesting thing there is that one of the reasons why they're loyal to these teams isn't because they like Manchester or because they like Madrid. It's because they like the players. So it gives them a kind of a more fickle attitude towards the teams. So maybe a lot of people in China or India who were previously very loyal to Manchester United, they might suddenly just change their loyalties to Real Madrid because they don't have such a connection to Manchester as people in Manchester do. They have more of a connection to the players that they admire, like Ronaldo.
Well, I guess so, and I'm sure they make the calculations. But if they're already paying $131 million just for the transfer fee to get him from Manchester United to Real Madrid, one would think that that's going to pump up the salary that he's going to ask for as well. I mean, they're getting hit on two fronts.
Well, just in terms of what he's going to get, they haven't disclosed details about what cut of the transfer fee he will get. But typically with a transfer fee, a player will probably get a cut in sort of the single digits, maybe 5%. So that's already a huge amount. Ronaldo is also going to get a six-year contract, a salary of about $15.6 million, and that particular salary will rise by about 25% each year. So he seems to have bagged himself quite a good deal with that.
Well, good thing this kind of stuff doesn't go to his head.
Well, that's the wonderful thing about Ronaldo. A lot of people kind of love him and hate him in Britain because he has this enormous ego. And he's a very cocky player on the pitch. Although he's an amazing player, has incredible goal-scoring instincts and is very creative, he's kind of known for being quite egotistical, and he knows that he's good. And I think this is one of the fears that people have about his move to Real Madrid. And when someone puts a price tag of $131 million on your head, you kind of start to really believe it. And when Ronaldo finally gets out of Manchester, this northern city in England, and goes to Madrid, of all places, that he'll kind of perhaps get more involved in the nightlife.
Just one more question. Ronaldo's name has been around for a long time. How old is the guy?
He's 24 years old. He actually started with Manchester United when he was just 18.
Wow.
I mean, if you think about it, he's a very young man.
A very young man with now lots of money to spend.
He might find it even a bit harder to focus on football or soccer, as you guys call it.
As we call it. thank you. Parmi Olsen, London Bureau Chief for Forbes, with a scouting report there on soccer superstar Ronaldo, who is from Madeira, the Portuguese archipelago. That is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Thank you.
Thank you.